Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Wright. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Heinie Mueller. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive towards first. Mueller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bijma. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball 4. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Radcliffe. West moves to third. Salters moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West scores. Salters moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards short. Strange reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Right fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first, with not covering, for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wright fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Appling reaches second base with a double. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a fly ball into right field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehead covering, for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive towards short. Strange reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller strikes out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. Strange hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 2 in the game. Knott hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bijma hits a fly ball into right field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. George Washington pinch hits for Marty Hopkins. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.